When Vibrance broke her maiden back on August 29th, Jude and I both kind of fell in love. I know I did. She won the opener at Del Mar on that day in August, right into the deep end of the pool in the Grade 1 chandelier. Ran that well in your eyes to try her against the top out in California, huh?
Yeah, it's a tough time of the year. You know, if you break your maiden in California a little earlier on in the spring or earlier in the summer, especially going long, your choices of places to run are limited. Obviously, she broke her maiden just before the Del Mar debutante, so wheeling back in a race like that wouldn't have made much sense. But plenty of spacing to this point. You know, it's a small field, but a high-quality field. I think, you know, obviously the distance will not be a problem for her. So we'll go ahead, let her freewheel here this weekend and let the chips fall as they may.
She has a nice little advantage of being the only horse with two-turn experience. That's got to give you a little bit of confidence going in.
Yeah, definitely. Two-turn races under her belt. The first one she didn't get a whole lot out of on the turf, kind of a muddled kind of a day out in the middle of the racetrack. Probably a little bit more forwardly placed than we would have liked. Obviously, second time on the dirt, she relaxed nicely, was able to gain a prominent position and improve from there. You know, Simon's Filly, I thought, ran very, very well. Del Mar debutante kind of looked like she was crawling home, but I think that was more a function of a deep racetrack that day. Obviously, the two Bafferts in there stand on their own merits, very expensive yearlings, or very expensive yearling, a two-year-old or what have you. But from a quality standpoint, it'll be a real acid test for us on Saturday.
Any chance of putting her back on the grass?
Possibly. You know, I think Violence's stats are pretty good on the turf. Dynaformer on the bottom side. Obviously some turf there as well. I'd like to get past this hurdle this weekend and run respectably and maybe not have to worry about running on the turf for a while, though.
Very good.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Mike, you know, did you run her on turf first time out to run her on turf, or were you just looking to get her to go long? Because I know that they don't really have too many long races for the two-year-olds out there on dirt.
You know, I kind of thought she was grass. Her works had been solid, but not sensational. Kind of one of those deals where she was very eager the first three-eighths, first half mile in her work, and sort of even the last furlong or so, and gallop outs had been the same sort of a way. So I just kind of thought, you know, maybe the turf is the right way to go. Spoke to Aaron Wellman about it. He thought the same thing. When the opportunity presented itself and they had this two-turn race at Del Mar on the dirt, whether it was, I think it would have been a question of either if it was on the dirt or the turf, I think we still would have run back in a mile. Happened to be on the dirt. She looked like she handled it very well.
All right, that is Vibrance in the Grade 1 Chandelier, winning your in for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Joel Rosario going to ride her for the first time. He is going to ride Your Charge in the Rodeo Drive for the first time. Paved, she draws the inside post, going a mile and a quarter on the turf, trying older fillies and mares for the first time in her career.
Yeah, you know, obviously a big ask for her, but last couple races have left us scratching our heads a little bit. Belmont Oaks, she got so far back, kind of thought she'd lost touch with the field. That week it seemed like, and that day in particular, it seemed like everything close to the lead was right there. Obviously she came from, you know, 14, 15 lengths out of it with 5/8 of a mile left to run. It was beaten 3 1/4 lengths, 3 3/4 lengths, what have you. I thought it was a very respectable finish, at least the quarter of a mile. I thought was very respectable. I don't feel like the right thing to do is to send them across country if they've got two races under their belt where you're not really sure what you've got, whether, you know, if it was her just a function of not liking the turf at Del Mar in her last start, if it was a function of the pace at Belmont, I don't know. But I thought just running out of her own stall here, even though she is a three-year-old against olders, I thought it would be advantageous to some degree. A mile and a quarter, I don't think will be a problem either.
In the race in New York, she went 22-4 the last quarter. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was, I think the only filly to go any faster was the winner that day. All things aside, I think she ran her race. Just we would have liked to have been a little bit closer earlier than we were. Nobody's fault.
Is that the plan with Joelle and the Rodeo Drive to keep her a little bit closer in there?
I think in all of these races, I think she's been closer. So I think in a perfect scenario, I think she's sitting, third in the pocket with a target, and we go from there. It's a little bit of a funny run, 1.25 miles, where the first eighth of a mile or so is downhill. So I think that will be to her advantage as well.
All right, talking with trainer Mike McCarthy. He has runners in three of the stakes races at Santa Anita. The Lieutenant, maybe best known for being Justify's big brother, Triple Crown winner Justify's big brother, one of six in the Grade One Awesome Again, 300,000 on the line. He ran very nicely at a huge number in the Suburban, two starts back behind Diversify. Didn't really run too well in the Pacific Classic last time. What happened last time, Mike?
Drawn down inside. Don't know exactly what happened, but he broke inwards, kind of bounced off the temporary rail, basically losing most, if not all, position that day. Got kind of stuck a little bit farther back. And I'm going to go ahead and take the blame for that. I think we probably should have gone away from there and let him, kind of run away from there, use his speed a little bit away from there. He was so far back. The racetrack was so deep. I think basically Accelerate just ran everybody off of their feet. Coming back again here on Saturday, you're going to have Accelerate and West Coast, so you're already up against it. Back on a racetrack where he likes, I think 1.8 miles is fine as well. The race at Belmont Park was out of sight. Couldn't have been happier with it. Horse had been training, lights out. Kind of continue to train like that up into Del Mar. And don't know. Like I said, I've got to draw a line through it. Broke poorly. Got way back there. Much farther back than I would have liked to see. So hopefully we can go a little bit better than we went the other day. A little bit closer. And he brings his A game.
That's a problem with Grade Ones. Everything's got to go your way, right? It's a whole different dynamic when you race against those horses. If you have one little setback along the way, it can really cost you.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, especially out here in California, he's a horse that is out of conditions. So races like this, the Awesome Again, are the only spot where we can really go. I could have put him on a plane to run the Lucas Classic. Didn't really think that was in his best interest. You're running against arguably two of the best older horses in the country. So one is coming off of a layoff, which may help a little bit. I know Bob Baffert said that horse needs to have a race to get to be his best. But from what I can tell in the morning, it looks to me like he is training awfully, awfully well. Accelerate, his run in the Pacific Classic, well, obviously it was no joke. So we'll see what happens.
With all the success that Justify had in his short but brilliant career, does it put any more pressure on you to have the older brother and, a horse that has knocked on the door? He won the Grade 3 All-American on the all-weather up at Golden Gate earlier this year. Any pressure on you to, get him maybe one of these Grade 2s or Grade 1s on the – you obviously want to win a Grade 1 whenever you drop a – the entry slip in, but is there a little more added pressure with his more famous sibling now?
I don't know if there's any added pressure. Obviously the horse is a graded stake winner, so that's a feather in his cap. Obviously being a half brother to a pretty nice racehorse, it Justify helps him. If he steps up and does win one of these things one day, maybe he gets to move, to the Midwest and stand in Kentucky somewhere. Otherwise, I think he'd make a pretty nice regional sire. He, in his own right, is a really good-looking horse, big, strong, powerful horse. So hopefully we keep on banging out some nice purses and maybe he gets some more black type for him, and he can go stand wherever he chooses someday. But for right now, the horse is happy, healthy, and we'll take it one race at a time.
Mike, before we let you go, how's City of Light doing?
Wonderful. I thought he had a great work this weekend. Easy half mile, 48-2. He'll start to pick up the pace here again this weekend and every weekend leading up to the Breeders' Cup. He's doing so well right now. He can barely stand himself. So we are cautiously optimistic leading up into the Breeders' Cup that we will put our best foot forward. Horse couldn't look any better. Really excited about where we're going with him.
What race do you have picked out?
Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile would be our first preference, but you never know. We'll see what happens here over the next couple of weeks. Maybe a horse like him might need to be cross-centered into the Classic as well. But right now, he's healthy, he's happy, and he is certainly counting himself in the morning. So wherever we show up, I'll be more than glad to lead him over.
All right. Trainer Mike McCarthy is going to be very busy on Breeders' Cup Preview Day at Santa Anita. Mike, thanks for some time today. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you guys for having me on. Have a great weekend.